Hi, this is a dictation for Cornelius Baron, Cornelius Baron, III. Date of birth is 11/14/1981. Date of service is 5/13/2022. And date of accident 7/18/2021. The patient is being screened for a follow-up visit today. Actually, he came for a cervical epidural steroid injection, but the doctor was sick. So only office visit is being conducted today. The patient reports ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 6, and he has some improvement. Lower back pain is around 5 to 6, neck is around 7. The patient does report 70% improvement in the pain so far from the time of accident, and the ADLs are not affected except for sleep, which is 6. In the neurology and psych, patient denies any headaches, vision disturbance, dizziness, vertigo, blackouts, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. The patient has moderate difficulty sleeping and stress and anxiety, depression, panic, occasional nightmares when riding a car. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the neck and the lower back, as well as stiffness in the neck and the lower back, and some pain is reported in the shoulder. As well as some radiation to both arms, and he reports that he is dropping cell phones, dinner plate by his right hand, which is a lot of weakness. There is a radiation pain in the both legs and buttocks and posteriorly in S1S to dermatome fashion, but it is much less frequent. Patient is continuing physical therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, and also injection treatments. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. No constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that he has a pain level has remained the same. In the medical history, patient went to see the neurosurgeon and he is still waiting for surgery to be done. And I think they are planning to do a spinal cord stimulation, but we have not heard about it. And no relevant surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse patient uses alcohol once in a while. Compliance history patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 130 over 84, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination and diagnosis from the previous visit of 4-7-2022, dictation number 0407-071. Plan of care is to continue the patient with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for nerve pain and pain relief, Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Patient is also provided sleeping pill, Lunesta 1 mg at night. It provided a medication, Acifax 20 mg tablet twice a day for stomach relief. And Voltaren gel 3% and lidocaine patch is provided for topical pain relief. Furoset 60 tablets for headaches and hydroxyzine 90 tablets for anxiety relief is provided. The patient is continuing physical therapy 2 times per week for neck, lower back, shoulder pain. He remains disabled for work, house person, transportation. The patient will be seen in 30 days, otherwise he is stable. He is continuing to see the neurosurgeon, which is perfectly fine. He's cleared for surgery, but some issue is there with the neurosurgeon. We'll see and find out. But however, drug screens are done and they're reviewed, and a new drug screen has been obtained to make sure the patient is not abusing any drug of abuse. Other than that, patient is stable and he will be seen for his procedure for surgical epidural on Monday. Thank you.